Nepal's government and rebels signed a peace deal today to end a decade-long insurgency. It paves the way for the Maoist rebels to join the country's interim government. Prime Minister Girija Prasad Kurala and guerrillas leader Prakanda signed the accord at a Kathmandu convention hall packed with cheering officials, dignitaries and foreign diplomats. Lydia O'Kane has more.
The accord was meant to have been signed last week, but finalisation was postponed as both sides said some issues still had to be resolved. Editor of the Kathmandu Post, Amit Dakal, explained the significance of the peace accord.
The signing of the formal agreement will, on the one hand, put an end to the 11-year-old insurgency that has already taken 13,000-plus lives. But more than that, it will also set future course for the political process.
The deal will clear the way for the insurgents to join an interim government that will oversee special elections for an assembly charged with preparing a new constitution. Early this month, the ruling seven-party alliance and Maoists struck a deal under which the guerrillas agreed to restrict their fighters to 28 camps and store their weapons in UN-supervised containers. In return, the state army will remain in barracks and an equal number of its arms will be locked up in the run-up to the assembly election planned for 2007. With the signing of this peace agreement, the hope is now it will usher in a new dawn for Nepal and its people. I'm Lydia O'Kane.
Well, a short time ago, Father Pius Perumana, Apostolic Pro-Prefect of Nepal, gave us his reaction to the signing of the peace deal.
We have been praying, waiting for this treaty to be signed so that the country can go back to peace and people can lead a normal life, because people did suffer a lot during the past 10-12 years, and this is a really a dream come true for all the Nepalese.